Just looking at the injury report, I mean, could Kelvin step right in and kind of pick up where he left off last year?
He's going to have an opportunity to play, yes.
What have you seen from Olivier Vernon this weekend? Has he been back? Has he played in a while?
He practiced in a limited role. Did a little bit more this week than he did last week.
Did he look good to you? Did he look like a guy that can contribute on a full-time basis at this point? Or
yeah, he's making some progress.
And I assume Casillas didn't have any
he's making
problems
some progress
with, the,
too.
With the contact part of it, though? That was something you mentioned last week?
Correct. You know, tomorrow's a big day for us. It's launch day.
The injury report's been longer this year, more guys than IR. Is there anything you can attribute that to?
One thing we always take a look at are soft tissue injuries. That's a big part of it. We feel we have a lot of control over that, whether it's the players hydrating, whether it's how we practice, the duration of practice, the off days, the on days, those types of things. The other stuff is just football.
Where do you think your team is mentally, emotionally after last week and all that's gone on this week?
I think they're excited to go play, excited to go get back on the field. When you have a setback like we did last week and, some fake news, I guess you could call it, like we had this week, some drama, I think it's good to go out and play the game you love to play.
Why do you say fake news?
It's anonymous quotes.
By fake news, you're saying that you doubt that they're real.
No, I'm saying it's anonymous. No names behind it.
Anonymous is different than fake.
I'll let you define it for me, then. It's anonymous.
But if there's players in your locker room who feel that way, that's still an issue, right?
It's not an issue. I'd like to help the players who have issues. It's not an issue for the team. We can handle it. We're strong. You saw how the players responded to the locker room yesterday. I thought they did a great job.
You mean as far as what they said publicly?
Publicly, yes.
How much of a toll do you think it's taking on them mentally?
I don't think it's taking a toll. I think, again, the way last week worked out, I think we're excited to go jump on a plane, go across the country, and play in a ball game.
Have you spoken to John Mara since last week's game? And if so, did he say anything to you?
Yeah, I'm going to keep my personal and private conversations personal and private.
I mean, some of your veterans have said that, you can kind of judge this team based on how they do, because obviously there's a lot of questions about the effort or whatever it was last week. Do you feel like this is a big game for guys to kind of answer some of those questions?
It's the only one we have this week. They're all big. We have an opportunity to go play a team that's going to be hungry. They're going to be scrapping. They're going to see a 1-1 team get off the plane, and we're going to have to go out there and give it everything we got.
When you bring those messages, whether it's poems or stories that you've relayed to the guys before, is that something that comes from you personally, stuff that you've heard in the past, or is that stuff that you research before you bring to the guy?
Yeah, I don't get an opportunity to read a ton like I'd like to, but I have a chance to listen. As we all know, the commute in the Northeast can get interesting, but I have a chance to listen to a lot of things on my way to and from work, and I get a lot of my ideas there.
Public radio.
Who's your favorite to listen to, sort of?
My favorite book, some guys here know, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a, and I'll let you fill in the blank, is one of my favorite books. Simple Rules I thought was pretty good. Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters is a favorite of mine. There are a bunch of them. Outliers I think is pretty good. But I like to keep it fresh. Tools of Titans I think is a good one. But there are a bunch of them.
What's in there now?
What's in there right now? The 5-second rule.